AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Buses and trucks are ready to roll into Aleppo as they wait for word that a humanitarian mission can resume in Syria. The UN Security Council is expected to meet today in New York to consider a resolution that calls for monitors to be put in place to ensure safe passage for civilians who want to leave that city. China says it will return an underwater drone that it took out of the South China Sea this past week, but Donald Trump says they can keep it.
A few hours after the U.S. military announced it had reached an understanding with China for the return of the drone, the Pentagon says was seized while collecting scientific data, President-elect Donald Trump tweeted, "We should tell China that we don't want the drone they stole back. Let them keep it." The evening tweet was the second time he'd injected himself into the controversy through Twitter Saturday. He tweeted earlier, "China steals United States Navy research drone in international waters, rips it out of water, and takes it to China in unprecedented act." Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
Across the northern part of the country, it has been a brutal December in terms of temperatures. It's frigid in the northern plains and the Midwest. Forecaster Patrick Burke says there's been a big swing in those temperatures, too.
What we've seen the last week or two is these large areas of Arctic air breaking off out of Canada and then sliding through the eastern United States. So each time one of these Arctic air masses comes through, we get very, very cold, but then there's a brief spell where we warm up before the next one hits.
Icy roads caused a lot of accidents Saturday, including a huge pileup in Baltimore involving more than 50 vehicles. A woman was killed, five others hurt, when a large eucalyptus tree fell on a wedding party taking photographs at a Southern California park Saturday. The L.A. County Fire Department says several people were trapped under that tree at the Whittier Penn Park. The Los Angeles Times reports a four-year-old girl is still in critical condition because of a head injury. Four of the injured suffered just scrapes and bruises. This is AP Radio News. President-elect Donald Trump has wrapped up his post-election thank-you tour with a stop in Alabama.
Thank you very much. This is where it all began. Remember that incredible rally we had.
Well, that was the real Donald Trump. Alec Baldwin also portrayed his president-elect last night in Saturday Night Live.
I had to do it. I just felt an obligation to thank all my supporters by standing in front of them while they cheer for me.
There were also jokes last night about Vladimir Putin. The doctor who gave us the Heimlich maneuver has died. This is Henry Heimlich's son.
He read that 4,000 Americans die every year from it and 80,000 people around the world. You rarely read now about anybody dying from choking because everybody knows the maneuver. So if you do the math, it's hundreds of thousands of people that are alive today because of what he invented.
Henry Heimlich died early Saturday in Cincinnati. He was 96 years old. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.